The condition is there was a question asked by Dr. Jian Tao. It's a very good question. So this question, I will answer it. He was asking about the rebirth, the Buddhist understanding. How is it different from the other type of rebirth understanding or concept? So what we normally heard of is they talk about reincarnation. Then rebirth consciousness, according to certain tradition or religious belief, they believe there is a soul, a permanent unchanging entity that transmigrate into another form of mind. So like I explained to Dr. Jayanta just now, what happened is, according to the Buddha, through his realization and enlightenment, he came to realize a very different understanding. According to the Buddha, when a person dies, means like this life, our segmented form and mind, for me, you're called Brother Teo, then for Jayanta is Dr. Jayanta, then Ananda and all the rest. So this segment of our life, we will continue to live until there is a death moment. The Buddha called it the death consciousness. At the moment of death, there is what they call the death consciousness. In Pali, it's called Chuti Chitta. Chuti, as the Malay words mean, means gone on holiday. But according to the Buddha, it is just a rebirth consciousness. And this rebirth consciousness carry all the imprint, the coming imprint, the DNA coding, everything. That's why the Buddha said, each and every one of us, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So this rebirth consciousness is just a simple moment of consciousness. It's just like our normal day life. One thought condition the next thought. So the death consciousness will die. But because of the coming imprint and the last moment or the condition, everything, it will condition a rebirth consciousness that will take birth. And that one is already over, gone. But that one is just a simple, single, pure consciousness with its coming imprint, DNA coding, everything. Then it depends on what type of birth. If it's a human birth, it may go into a womb for a conception and all those things. For that to happen, there must be certain condition. Means initially, the sperm and the ovum of the couple or the, we call it, the man and the lady that develops the conception. Initially, it's just the physical aspect, sperm and ovum. Then they fertilize. After that, all the cells starts to subdivide and all those things. Then later on, there is a time, I don't know what week to be, 1 week or 2 weeks later, I am not very sure. Maybe the doctor can tell you. The organ starts to form. So when the heart organ is formed, then the karmic force can come in to trigger off the heartbeat. But the consciousness that go in and take rebirth can go in. But it needs the senses and the organ for it to stay inside. So these are all coming. So you need to understand that is basically what the Buddhist understanding of rebirth is. So this simple, single rebirth consciousness that went in, it will take time to develop and evolve. Even after the 9 to 10 months when the fetus is being born into the world, the brain, everything is still very pure. Pure in the sense that it's a clean slate, it don't have much memory, but it has its coming imprint, DNA imprint, everything. Yeah. So as the baby survive, evolve, and go through life, he receives conditioning from the environment, from the parents, or the people who care for them and all those things. So as they develop this conditioning, they are taught to speak, to understand things. That's why the senses starts to work. The conditioning, the learning all come. That every moment and every instant of this conditioning will mold that initial rebirth consciousness into a more and more complex consciousness until we grew up and become very cunning, until the memories, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, the belief system, the tradition all starts to mold the individual, the environment also, and the media, the social media, the computer, things that can influence the newborn baby or kid. Then as it grew up, it has more and more conditioning. Then this consciousness become more and more sophisticated, more and more sophisticated. Then it start to accumulate everything that this individual do. Then they will go through life, experience various type of experiences, good and bad. So depend on their karmic. Sometimes they are exposed to a lot of negative condition or situation. That's why it will start to accumulate its fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, sadness, insecurity, and all these things. Scars of memory. But there are also happy moments. So happy moments, normally people don't attach, don't cling. There is just a memory. When you create a condition for them to recall, they will recall. But apart from that, they don't hold on to it. But when it is a scars of memory or certain type of very traumatic incident, then this imprint is very, very strongly conditioned into the brain. That's why it can cause very severe phobia. That's how people, when they sleep, sometimes they have very bad type of dreams. They call it, there's a name for it, nightmare. The word is nightmare. They will like repeatedly dream of that thing. It's like a nightmare. But these are the things that haunted you before. Yes, then you have a lot of fear or phobia when it happens. Even child abuse or whatever. So this consciousness that evolved together with the brain, the bundle of memory with its conditioning, views and opinion, mold the individual. So you become that form and mind with that consciousness that has evolved. Here evolve doesn't mean become better, not necessary. If you are not a cultivator, it will become more complicated, more complex. Then at the moment of death, when the rebirth consciousness is already over, everything will die. Means the life force also cannot come in anymore. Then the consciousness has to finally come out of the body. But before it come out of the body, it will lose its craving force. The craving force all will dissipate. Then this consciousness come back into one. I call it the random of consciousness. And this is the one that will float out. But it's no longer you. It's just like your form and mind. The consciousness separate from the form. So that consciousness may be connected to your previous segmented life. But it's no longer you. It's like the aggregates of mind, which the Buddha said, the five aggregate form and mind, the second aspect, consciousness aspect, they are impermanent, if you attach and cling, it leads to suffering. And because they are impermanent, non-self, anatta nature, empty nature. So all these are the characteristics. But this particular random of consciousness can come out. That's why after the passing away, you have to be careful. You don't think your mother-in-law cannot hear you. The random of consciousness can see you, can hear you, can perceive everything, but you cannot see them. You cannot hear them. When they speak, it's like they speak, but the living being cannot hear them. Because that rhyme is different, their vibration is different. When I was young, this random of consciousness separate and came out before. That's why I know. I saw the whole process, how it come out. That's why I don't worry. Nothing died. No one died. Just separation of the form from the mind. Okay? I hope that answer your question. Don't try to remember because it's recorded. Okay, we will stop the recording. Oh, 8:30.